Eric, lovely to talk to you once again. Since we last spoke, India, of course, finished their group stage 6 wins out of 6, beating Ireland and Zimbabwe to finish things off. You must be pleased with that.
Very, very pleased. It did have an easier qualifying round, you know, the group, rather. And they've done, after their terrible performance in Australia the first 3 months, they have picked up all the pieces, you know, learnt a lot from all the mistakes. And they're on a roll. They're on an absolute high, and they've peaked just at the right time, which is a fantastic thing. In India, there's a logo on television. Won't give it back. You know, they don't want to give the title away, the cup that they won last time. So, I mean, they're certainly well on the way to that. I always predicted the 4 teams, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and India, to be the semi-finalists. I've said that from day one to you and everyone. And I could, you know, prove horribly wrong if Bangladesh caused an upset, or Pakistan caused an upset, or West Indies caused an upset. But by and large, it's these 4 teams that set the benchmark. And South Africa today certainly sent a very strong message to the rest of the teams. We are here to win. And they certainly got to win 2 more games, and they're there.
You did a lot better than me, Farooq, because I was convinced Sri Lanka were going to win that one. So, yeah, South Africa, very, very impressive, weren't they? Their bowling came
to... Sri Lanka were terrible today. I mean, I don't know what got them to them. Nerves. They're all experienced players. They're fantastic cricketers. They're wonderful players. I felt sorry for Mahela Jayawardene to leave. He'll never be wearing a Sri Lankan shirt again. And it's sad to see him go on a low. It's sad to see a great cricketer go on a low. And he's a phenomenal serve for Sri Lanka. He and Kumar Sangakkara. What was wrong with Sangakkara today? He just went into his shell completely. You know, he could have taken the fight to the opposition. You know, and he just didn't. He batted very, very, very cautiously today for some reason. And that put extra pressure on the Sri Lankan batsman. You normally expect Dale Steyn and Morne Morgan to get the wickets. You know, when you talk about South African attack. These two guys... But who gets the hat-trick? J.P. Duminy. I mean, Sri Lankan players are so used to playing. Bowlers like Duminy are in every club in Sri Lanka. You know, and Imran Tahir, of course, he's a fabulous bowler. All credit to him for getting the man of the match. Thoroughly deserved. But these are not the guys who would normally knock Sri Lanka over. But they did today.
I mean, the element of surprise, I suppose, Farooq, but Sangakkara, Jardine, obviously great players. You must sort of pay tribute to their ODI
Absolutely.
Careers, but a huge shame,
greatest,
as you say, for them.
I mean, they are the most successful, you know, opening partnership, or the most successful partnership in international cricket. You know, you talk about Greenidge and Haynes and Ganguly and Tendulkar, all these guys come after these two. They're right at the top, Sangakkara and Jayawardene.
There's just finally on those two, for of course their finest hour perhaps together, when they scored 600 against South Africa in a test, and this would probably rank as one of their lowest.
Well, this loss today would certainly be the saddest day in Sri Lankan cricket, because they have gone from strength to strength and have played some very attractive cricket, and they're great guys as well. You know, so I mean, you just want them to do well, but South Africa were just too good for them on the day. David de Villiers captained the side very well, put the spinners on at the right time, and funny enough, Duminy, in spite of playing all this cricket, didn't know he had taken a hat-trick.
Just briefly going back to the group stage, Farooq, a word on England's demise. What did you make of all that?
Well, I think England talk a better game of cricket than they actually play, unfortunately. You know, I'm a great supporter of English cricket. I would love to see England do well. But, you know, I feel sorry for Peter Morris, because he's a good man. He's a good coach. But the players just didn't respond. You know, now getting Jonathan dropped back in the team for the Caribbean, you know, I'm sure it would be a good thing, you know. But I don't know. England seem to have lost their way. There's some great bowlers, Jimmy Anderson, Broad, you know, good players like Bell and Root and all these guys. But collectively, they've just been failing.
Let's look ahead then, Farooq. The next quarter-final, India take on Bangladesh. The favourites, obviously, are India, but just give us your thoughts.
It should be a cakewalk, but you never know. You never know in one-day cricket who's got greater will to win. India are certainly determined to go there. I mean, in Melbourne, I guess 90% of the spectators would be Indian. So they'll be playing in front of a home crowd. Wherever India play, they play in front of the home crowd, be it New Zealand, Australia, or the Caribbean, or India. So, I mean, anywhere, the support is so much there for the team. And this puts on pressure on the guys as well to perform. And, you know, they are stage performers. They want the big stage. And they respond to it. So I'm sure India will be going all the way, certainly to the semifinals. It'll be interesting to see who India meet in the semifinals. You know, should they win tomorrow, which I'm hoping they will.
And what about tomorrow's game? Where are the key battles? Which players really need to step up for you?
Well, the Bangladesh, there are two or three players that are, you know, Ashraful Hath and one or two others. They're good players. But I think India have beaten them so many times in the past and beaten them convincingly. So they'll be going in full of confidence and, you know, all set to be in the semifinals.
And for the other quarterfinals, you're predicting Australia and New Zealand to come through those.
Pakistan are peaking at the right time. They are, but I think Australia will be, certainly be a handful for them. As I've always said, Alistair, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and India will be the semi-finalists. But things could go horribly wrong. My prediction could go horribly wrong. So far, I've got the quarter of it correct. South Africa are there. My reading is that these three other teams have set the benchmark and they will take some beating.
Cricket being, of course, a game of glorious uncertainties, you're doing pretty well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But we know that. Anything can happen.